Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're coming to you live from Rogers Campground for, I don't know, it's like our fifth day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
Yep. King Mark, by the way. King Mark the First. I have now self-identify as your king, King Mark, intergalactic ruler of all I survey. And I've been having a wonderful time here at Rogers Campground, and so I invite...
Playing dress up. You're playing dress up right now. So for the people listening at home or in their car or wherever they are, other than in the studio audience that we have, you're actually wearing some sort of royal garb, I
Kingly
guess it
raiment,
is supposed
indeed,
to be.
Yes.
It looks like you went to the Halloween store and wanted to dress up as Joffrey Baratheon.
It's hard to convince people that you are their king if you don't wear a crown. And, a little sash over your shoulder, it doesn't hurt. I've had such a great time here at Rogers Campground that I brought on Crosby, the proprietor, to talk to us about it. Crosby, the Free State Project descends upon Rogers Campground once a year. Is this your biggest week of the year?
This is one of the biggest. Yes, it is.
And, we're here. We're all over the place. We're kind of odd folks. What's it like running this campground with all these people here? This is the largest campground in New Hampshire, right?
It's the largest of this sort. Yes, it is. And actually, it's no different than anybody else. I mean, everybody gets along. It's a pretty good group.
Yeah.
So we have a good time.
What do you mean, largest of this sort? I don't understand.
Well,
if
you look, we have a motel. We have tenting. We have RVs.
RV sites, yeah.
Most places don't have all.
Okay, so it's the largest.
Three pools of, we more or less... We don't cater to anybody, but we do like large groups to come in because we got the facilities to bring them in.
So it's the largest multifunctional campsite with a motel on site.
Correct. Yeah,
it's a big place, and one of the things, of course, I'm sure everybody has their favorite thing about Rogers Campground. For me, it's it's the mountain vistas. So we have the Presidential Range that's sitting very close here. There's nothing like every bit of weather. It's beautiful. If it's foggy, it's beautiful. If it's bright and sunny, it's beautiful. If it's raining, it's beautiful. If there's rainbows, it's beautiful. All those things. It's beautiful to look at. But I mean, the mountains they go off into the east. There's plenty to see from Rogers Campground. What do people comment on the most? Is it the view or?
Well, we're on the northwest side of Mount Washington.
Okay.
And obviously, Mount Washington is the famous spot up here.
Right.
So they look directly into the mountain. And a few years ago, of course, they used to have the Cog Railroad that went up, and it was a coal burning railroad that went up, and you could see the smoke.
Mm.
Now they've switched it over, and the first train goes up, has smoke, but the rest of them all are diesel now. So it's changed quite a bit on that. And they get to see, they go down and go to that. The Presidential's is right across from us, and right if you look down the little valley down in there is the road that goes down to Berlin.
Do people spend their... I mean, I've noticed there's people that stay here, seems to be like year-round, or at least some portion of the year. Do people come and spend their summers here? Is that they just want the view all summer long?
We have a group of them that actually have the same exact thing in Florida. So they stay here until Columbus Day.
Mm-hmm.
They turn around and go to Florida. And they stay there all winter, and then in the spring, and as soon as we can open up, they're back here again to see us again.
Snowbirds.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah.
Most of them are retired.
Yeah, no doubt, I'm sure. But it's a beautiful place to be. And something sort of odd about Rogers, when I go out in the woods near my house, I have to spray myself down with DEET and carry, like a mosquito zapping thing. I brought them. I brought all the equipment for that this year, but I haven't noticed any bugs. Rogers seemed to be... I'm not going to call it bug-free, but bug-light?
I certainly would not call it bug-free because I have been bitten by a couple of mosquitoes. Not anywhere near as bad. Right, not anywhere near as bad as, say, at your place or somewhere else out in the middle of nowhere.
No, we have bugs. I mean, but the fact is that this place is so large, you got so many fires going. The fact we most of the time have a breeze. And any time you got a breeze, you have less bugs. And plus, we're not near water. This is a big thing. If you're near water, if campgrounds that are on lakes or on rivers or down the ocean, you got to have bugs in those because that's where do they live? They live in water.
So the mosquitoes basically get driven out by the smoke. There's not enough of breeding ground for them. And, you know, it's since it's there's still trees about, but it's, since it's relatively open here, they get kind of blown away, too.
We go through seasons.
Yeah.
Where we'll have two or three days where we'll have some bugs. And then after that, they seem to disappear. The little no-seemies in the beginning of the season, we have a couple of them. And then it stops. And then we have a couple of days of mosquitoes, and it stops. And then near the end of the summer, we have those big flies that die, and their feet go straight up in the air. And then it gets warm, and they flip over and come flying back at you, you know, and stuff
really?
Like that. But that's another two or three days, in the, and that's it. And that's, other than that, we don't have a lot of bugs here.
So, I mean, camping is considered to be sort of a low-cost family vacation. What's it cost to sort of spend a week at Rogers Campground? I mean, you guys have a water park here. You've got pools that are for the very littlest. I mean, I don't know what that pool's got in as far as water, but something like 9 inches of water. It's, right? You've got pools for
kiddie pool.
Yeah, the toddlers. You've got pools for the kids. You've got pools for the adults and, you know, older kids and that sort of thing. You know, pretty much every facility one might want at a campground. But I imagine some families just don't even have any idea what they'd put out for a week.
No, they like your tenning will go anywhere from, I think, about 25, 27, 29, somewhere in there, depending upon where it is and mm-hmm. what you're asking for. The other is all three ways. There's electricity, water, and sewer, $41
yeah.
a night.
Yeah, that's great.
And actually, if you come in on a Sunday night and leave on Friday night, it's three for five. You pay for three and you stay five.
Wow.
So it's even a better deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal. Indeed. And now you said that there's other there's other weekends where people are, you know, piling in. What are those big weekends? Because, I mean, this is amazing having all these people here. It's really makes it a I think that that's what makes this campground special is there's so many people.
Well, next weekend we have the largest outdoor fireworks show in the North Country.
Okay.
It lasts just about an hour and a half.
Do you put it on or is it?
We put it on.
Okay.
It lasts about an hour and a half, and that gets a good crowd.
I bet it does.
And then we had a group come in, the Eastern Star group came in earlier this year. The Hog group from Concord comes in later in the season.
These are the people who want to ride the railroad up?
No, they just come. The Hog group is the Harley-Davidson.
Oh, okay.
That comes up. They come up from Concord. And then the rest of the summer is reunions, weddings, just about anything you can think of that a group would want to come because we have the facilities here to do it.
You've got a big pavilion and another huge bingo hall that's just been recently built and, you know, obviously playground equipment for the kids and those sorts of things. I think that they can handle, you guys can handle large and small operations. And I think that's what you know, makes Porkfest special because Porkfest, people try to describe it as though it's an event, but for me, what it is a bunch of congruent events going on at the same time.
Under one umbrella.
Yeah. So, I mean, my wife and my son, they're having the Kid Pork Fest event.
The Porcupint.
The Porcupint.
Is what it's being called.
Yeah. It turns out that's not a drinking club. And then there's the sort of the, I don't call them young adults, the teens. They're running around and they're playing humans versus zombies and assassin and.
Some of them are selling ice cream.
Yeah, there's some of them are out there doing their thing. Adults are either relaxing or they're vending, and it's just it's an amazing time. So Crosby, there was some incident with some revenuers that came in. What happened there? I know that the New Hampshire Department of Revenue came in. They kind of asked Big Al for his license, which of course he has. But at the same time, a bunch of activists kind of descended upon him, and then you got to talk to him, and no one knows what happened.
Well, basically, I wasn't here at the time when they came in. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have let him out back.
Yeah, it would have been best for everybody.
But yeah, it probably would have been. But I was out getting golf carts for your. Illustrious top people, so mm-hmm. therefore I wasn't here. And I came back in, and they said that they were here. So I just sent my people out, and I said, please go get them and bring them in.
And you talked to them and send them off?
They came in and we sat down and we talked, and I said, you know, really, if you what you want to do, I'll do it for you.
So you're passing out the paperwork for them and it'll take care of it.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
They're not going to do it for you.
What's the name of the website? What's your website?
Rogers Campground at NCIA.net.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. And welcome back next year.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated in someone who's your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, coming to you live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think this is our fifth day here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's been a blast.
Sixth day? Because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today's Friday, day six.
Thanks for counting that off for me.
Yep.
It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
King Mark the First. And, there's nothing like the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Today I got to see some speeches on faith and liberty, then followed up by a speech on intellectual property and, you know, how it's anti-liberty. It's just been fascinating. Seasteading.
That's your absolute favorite thing is seasteading.
I like seasteading. I think it's an interesting idea, the idea of creating new countries or new places to live out on the water, and this gives competition to the folks that rule the land. But we've also got vendors here, and an important one is Scott Beezer, who is the... Scott, move that microphone up so it's pointing right at your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the author and artist of Quantum Vibe.
Quantum Vibe, yes, a webcomic that we collect into graphic novel volumes and have for sale here at the show.
How many volumes are you at now?
We just released Volume 3, which kind of wraps up the grand story arc that we've been developing over the last few years and ties up most loose ends and leaves a few things open so that there'll be future stories.
And you've got another one coming out with Quantum Vibe. I don't have
that. Well, the new story is called Quantum Vibe Volume the Venus 23, which is one of the many names for a world that this new story is going to be set on.
I see. So does that mean that it's on Venus, or is there a new Venus?
There's many worlds named Venus, and this is number 23.
Oh, I gotcha.
Does the number 23 have some sort of significance? Because you've got Venus 23, there's an activist club in Concord, New Hampshire called Area 23. So is it like 42? Is it the meaning of life, the universe, and everything?
It more relates to this book, Illuminatus, by Robert Shea and Robert Anton Wilson. Which 23 played a very significant role in the story, but it's too complicated to explain in less than 5 hours.
Okay. So, Scott, for people who haven't heard of Quantum Vibe, certainly it's a webcomic. They can go read it free at quantumvibe.com. But can you tell us a little bit about sort of the liberty-oriented aspect? Because I imagine a lot of people who read it read it for that reason.
Yeah. Well, with Quantum Vibe, I wanted to kind of throttle back the politics because people don't like being preached to, and we're looking for the best mix to get liberty ideas out there in a way that's acceptable and people will enjoy and be entertained by it, even if they don't necessarily agree with the politics. They'll at least appreciate the story, and the ideas will still be in their heads whether they like it or not.
Yep. This was the idea behind Tolkien, mm-hmm. the idea behind Heinlein's works.
Yeah.
Less so Rand.
Less so Rand, yeah. Rand and Heinlein were Robert Heinlein were sort of at the other end of that, where they did a lot of preaching and speechifying, and that worked at that time and place, but modern times and places, you got to take a different approach.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
the liberty aspects of your question,
yep.
We have about six different settled, mature worlds in the solar system in the future, and one of them is an anarcho-capitalist space village, this giant space city at the Lagrange 5 point called L5 City.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the home base of our heroes. And then they go on a tour through the solar system. They go to the mining camps on Mercury, which is run by a partnership of several corporate conglomerates, and then to a floating city in Venus, which is in the process of terraforming the planet. And then they go to the moon, which they call Luna, which is an independent sort of classical liberal republic, but it's going downhill in sort of a lot of the same ways that our country has been. And then to the asteroid belt, which is a different sort of libertarian society. It's more organic, and it just sort of happened. It wasn't really planned the way L5 City was. And they have an interesting set of customs that get explored in the story. And then further out until they wind up on the Saturnine moon of Hyperion, which is just
it's
a science outpost.
There.
It's very cool. It's basically a giant ball of ice is what it comes down to. And then there's a major plot twist at the end of the story, which I don't want to reveal.
I've
read the strip, know it, but not the books.
Is Hyperion the most free place because it's the coldest and only the most ardent lovers of liberty would move there?
No, it's I don't know if it's the most free place. It is an outpost that was set up by people from L5 City, so it's free in that sense. But it was the advantage of it was remote and no one else is there, and it's basically set up as a science center for studying the outer solar system, the Oort cloud, and all that sort of thing. And there's not much else in that right immediate vicinity, so you have less interference from other activities in the Saturnine system.
Now, you have been the writer and to some extent involved in several different projects.
Right.
So if you go to quantumvibe.com, you'll find a link there for Big Head Press.
Right.
And that's also your publishing.
That's my publishing house. It's actually my brother, Frank, who is behind it. He financed it, and he runs the website and does all the thankless back-end work that makes it all possible.
And there's a lot of content there that's been produced sort of in the past. One of my favorite series is Escape from Terra. I guess I don't mind being preached at because I really liked it, and I thought that it was really awesome. You have another one, sort of a more pirate-oriented, called Phoebus Crumb.
Right. Yeah, that was my last collaboration with L. Neil Smith. When Pirates of the Caribbean came out, was a big hit movie. I thought, I know Neil has a pirate story in his, and he likes to write sequels sometimes. So I talked to him about doing a sequel to the Henry Martin and Brenda Martin books, which are really exciting, swashbuckling space pirate stories. And so we did Phoebus Crumb, and it didn't quite come out quite as crisp and clean as I'd hoped, and it wasn't that well received, but we still have it in our catalog, and we still sell them.
That's a pretty good series.
How long have you been doing Quantum Vibes? Obviously, there's a lot of work that goes into a volume. Mm-hmm. You just put out Volume 3.
Right.
So how long has this been going on?
We launched it in January of 2011. So it's been about 4.5 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
And what are some of the other titles people are going to find there at Big Head Press?
Well, we have the Probability Brooch, a graphic novel, which was L. Neil Smith's first prose novel that he then adapted into a graphic novel script and I drew. We have Roswell, Texas, which is a story set in another alternate universe in which Texas had never joined the United States.
It's a fascinating alternative history. I'd like to say about Probability Brooch, I think everybody in the Liberty community sort of should read this, whether they have touched... Whether they're comic book guys or not, or book gals or not.
It is a quintessential libertarian science fiction story.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And it's illustrated great, and you put the story together well. So was it a short story beforehand?
No, it was a full-length novel.
It was a novel.
We had to cut a bit out of it in order to make it work as a graphic novel.
Yeah,
kind of like adapting to movies, kind of the same kind of considerations.
I haven't read the novel, but I certainly have read the graphic novel, I think, through three times, and... every time you get something new out of it, there's the apes and the dolphins are considered intelligent life, and they get some kind of,
they're considered, rights. They have the same rights as everybody else.
It's an entirely armed society, which is very interesting. It touches on private police and those sorts of things.
I don't know if I want apes and dolphins to have their own arms.
Well, it's comic book, man. You'll be fine. It's quantumvibe.com. Scott Beezer, thanks so much for sitting in with us.
Sure thing. Glad to be here. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Quantumvibe.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Dan Billett. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All loans subject to one dex score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are coming to you live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I am capable of taking calls now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We're going to have guests on, but we might be able to squeeze some calls in between. We'll do our very best. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is an app that was created, I think it's been about a year, year and a half now, and what they did was they created an app so that if you, let your friends and you use the app to let your friends and neighbors know that you're having some kind of emergency, be it fire or medical or, police kind of situation, criminal kind of situation, whatever it is, it lets people know who are likely to be in your immediate vicinity who can respond more quickly than emergency services can, know that you're having a problem. It's fast and easy to use, but Peacekeeper 2.0 addresses some bugs and some other issues with it, and they're trotting this out, and I think it's going to be, it's great because it allows a transition to a more peaceful, voluntary world much more quickly. So check out their Indiegogo campaign and get involved. They've got some bonuses and that sort of thing. Just, what do they call them? Perks.
Perks.
Yes. Perks. Yes. At pk.freetalklive.com. We tried to make it easy for you. Indiegogo campaigns have long links, so we just link to it through our webpage. And I'm happy to endorse Peacekeeper. pk.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com to go and get involved. At the very least, go check it out and read what their pitch is so you understand what this important innovation is. pk.freetalklive.com.
And the PK is for peace. Keeper.
That's right. Peacekeeper. Exactly. Having Larkin Rose on is always a pleasure. We are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Larkin Rose, you are visiting yet again. How many Pork Fests have you been to?
I cannot count that high.
Yeah.
So there may have been, one near the beginning. Yeah, I can't count that high either. There may have been one near the beginning that I wasn't at. That I may be up to 9 or 10 at this point.
It's about right for us, too. You've authored several books. Which one do you think is your opus?
The Most Dangerous Superstition is by far the most important thing I've ever written.
Encapsulate that for people, because I think it's an important work.
I will spoil it by giving the punchline, which it does on page 2, which is The Most Dangerous Superstition is the belief in authority, which encompasses all belief in government. The idea that it's possible to give some people the right to forcibly control others, the right to rule, and that idea is the direct cause of the vast majority of oppression and injustice throughout human history. And it isn't that people are perfect and everything would be a utopia without it, but there would be a hell of a lot less evil going on in the world if people thought that they were responsible for their own actions instead of saying, hey, I'm just following orders, I'm just enforcing the law, yada, yada.
So let me ask you about this word belief, because that's one of those, and again, this is one reason why I hate the English language, because words have varying meanings.
Right.
So the word believe can mean many different things. Like, I cannot actually see the table, but I can feel the table up under this tablecloth, and I can see things that are being held up by the table, so I believe that there's a table here. But I do not have any faith in the table, and the word believe can also mean to have faith in, or to put faith in.
Right.
So, when you say to believe in the government, are you saying to put faith in the government, or to acknowledge the existence of people that do horrible things in the name of city of fill-in-the-blank, or state of fill-in-the-blank, or the United States of America?
Nation of.
Well, when I talk about belief in authority, I mean thinking that they're actually is such a thing as authority. And then government being defined as the exercise of authority, if the authority isn't real, it's not government, it's just a gang. And part of that is semantic. He can argue, well, I call the gang government or whatever. But the belief in authority is somebody thinking that there actually is such a thing. And I can prove, using somebody's own moral code, that contradicts themselves, that you cannot believe in government without holding a contradiction inside your own head, and that they really are hallucinating something that isn't real. It's like believing in Santa Claus, only belief in Santa Claus doesn't result in 300 million people being murdered, whereas belief in authority totally does.
Another thing about sort of the belief in the concept of the state, I self-identify as King Mark the First, intergalactic ruler of all I survey.
I do not recognize your claim of kingship.
That's an insult to my self-identification. So when the reveneurs came...
Are you a trans monarch? Is that what's going on here?
When the reveneurs came here to collect revenue from the people who are vending, I declared to them, I am your king, with my crown on my head. And one of them briefly looked at me and acknowledged, oh, look, there's a man who's wearing a rubber crown. Right? And I imagine it didn't even strike these guys for a moment that it's not that they don't believe in the concept of authority. It's that they've chosen to acknowledge only one particular
right.
authority. They've decided that this particular authority, you know, somehow meted out through the will of the majority in a given geographic area.
And it's not even the majority. It's a plurality that expressed an opinion on a given day in a specific geographic area.
Yeah, and that's just who elected the politicians, and the politicians write some laws, and then the bureaucrats, the functional government is however the bureaucrats decide to interpret those laws, and the bureaucrats will interpret them any way they wish. That
they will interpret them in ways that benefit them and in ways that harm you.
It's fascinating to see. So, you know, here I am declaring to these guys that acknowledge that the state is important. In fact, gives them power, that I am their king, and they just wander by as though it's unimportant in their day.
Well, it's funny because they view you the way the people at Porkfest view them.
Is right.
You're a little bit off your rocker, and you think you have the right to boss us around.
I also view him as a little off his rocker.
But these are just nuts that claim power over the people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for no good reason at all. And, you know, I mean, it's fascinating to see when confronted with that what they look like.
And it's fascinating to watch, you know, I've seen a lot of examples of it, but that video is a great one, to watch their response when others don't bow to them as king, when others don't talk to them as authority, when others talk to them as if you're just people here to kind of be annoying, but you're just human. We don't acknowledge your right to rule. You don't acknowledge your right to do anything. And you can see them get all nervous and uncomfortable. Like, nobody was threatening them, but just, and you can see this with police, too. If somebody talks to a cop as if he's just a person wearing a costume, you know, half the time you'll get tased or shot or something, so I might not suggest that.
I don't know about half, but it's some percentage of the time.
Right, it's some bad
percentage.
It depends
on how dark your skin is,
right.
I believe.
Yeah, that's definitely a factor. But when you watch their response to somebody who obviously doesn't view them as authority, they get uncomfortable because they start to doubt it. And it's important that we do that, because as long as their victims act as if the victimization is okay and legitimate and justified, they have no reason to stop doing it. But you can see how comfortable they get when their victims say, yeah, you're a victimizer, you're a thief, we don't want you here, and then suddenly they're slink away.
These guys didn't have the power of the gun, right? Like,
right.
Where a police officer, at the very least, is comfortable in the knowledge that I can shoot this a-hole, right?
Right.
And claim I thought I grabbed my taser. Right.
And they are surrounded by people who are armed. I thought that this would be sort of the Friday would be the test case. I figured if they're going to come back with armed people, they're going to come back on Friday, and because, you know, they work on Fridays, they don't work on Saturdays.
thankfully,
I'm thinking the chances are diminishing now. But for the police, oftentimes I see a great deal of indignation and sometimes a certain level of amusement that you may not somebody may not recognize their particular power. You, because you don't believe that there's any authority. I, because I know that I contain within myself the own power over them. And they, they might be just sort of, you know, confused and amused or upset, these kind of things. They seem to be more confident because they're dealing with people that don't recognize it all the time, whereas the revenue agents, they walk into a business, they walk up to a vendor or whatever, you know, people respond immediately. What's your number? And, you know, they're going to give the number, right? The vendor number, whatever pieces of paper they have to have in order to be able to do business.
They're going to participate in their own oppression.
Indeed. You can give us a call for Larkin Rose, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, the classic role-playing game for Windows PCs, with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to COG.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. COG.ninja. Code FTL.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live coming to you from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Day 6. It's been fantastic. Wonderful time here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. A week full of speeches, parties, family events, great food. Anything else going on?
Well, we do have the live studio audience.
Oh, yes, the live studio audience.
Always good to have a live studio audience. Better than a dead studio audience.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's been done before. And we brought Larkin Rose on for another segment. I want to tell you real quick about Freedom's Phoenix, though. What Freedom's Phoenix is a news aggregation site for those that are concerned about, liberty-oriented news items. They also cover things like the economy, technology, communications, the rise of the police state. They have, you can go up there, sign up for their daily dispatch. It's actually a,
is it? Twice daily.
Yeah, semi-daily.
Twice.
Yeah, semi-daily email. I get it twice a day at least, and it's really awesome. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch, freedomsphoenix.com. Larkin Rose, we're talking about your book, The Most Dangerous Superstition, is that right?
Yep.
And the most dangerous superstition is the state?
Well, the belief in authority, which includes belief in government. Once upon a time, the churches claimed to be the authority and would torture you for sinning and stuff.
Well, in many cases, they were just the state, too.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It just has a different label on it now, but it's the thing that claims the right to rule.
So, I think that some people would sort of come up with a rebuttal like, well, what about sort of the authority inherent in the family unit? Aren't the parents in authority over the children? Isn't the father ultimately in authority over the mother, because he's got that shoulder girdle thing going on? How do you address that?
Actually, no, they're not. They're They look that way when they have to control a certain aspect of or a certain amount of somebody's life who's incompetent to the point of somebody else has to make their decision for it. Like a two-year-old doesn't get to decide what his diet is and isn't able to feed himself. But even in the setting,
I have a seven-year-old and he is incapable of deciding what his diet should be too.
Right. But even in that setting, I can demonstrate that people don't really think that parents are a complete authority, because if you say, well, how about if the parent orders the kid to march into traffic, does the kid have an obligation to do so? And they say, no, of course not. Okay, well, that means it's not authority, because authority means the right to rule and therefore the obligation to obey.
The state is liable to order you to march into something as deadly as traffic, right?
The state is likely to do that.
They did that. We're 100 years, a century away from World War I, where they, in fact, ordered conscripted troops to march into machine gun fire quickly, run into machine gun fire as quickly as they could.
Yep.
They hadn't really figured out what, sort of the Industrial Revolution was going to do to warfare, and they were still using very old tactics, and yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah, ordered suicide. So, you know, the thing of the family or, you know, employment, there are a lot of things that sort of mimic authority relationships that are actually voluntary. But
employment's pretty easy, right? Like, if you don't like it, you can leave.
Right.
Right. Ultimately, that's what you can do. But that's what they say to people who don't believe in the concept of the state. You don't like how we do things here in America. Why don't you just go to Somalia? It's always Somalia, too.
But if you leave because you don't like our taxes, you should not be allowed to do that, and we're going to force you to stay pay this huge fee to leave.
Yeah, but somebody who suggests you go to Somalia doesn't know that the government has an exit tax.
Right.
Remember just a couple of months ago when it was announced that the headquarters for Burger King was going to move to Canada to get rid of
cost savings,
to, you know, like get away from some sort of tax, and the same people that say, if you don't like America, leave. They were the ones saying Burger King shouldn't be allowed to leave because America.
Well, that's because those people are statists and they believe that they own your body and your property. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. They believe they own Burger King's property. Burger King cannot exit the United States in order to avoid onerous taxation. They must stay and they must deal with that taxation because they were birthed here in America.
Right. And the argument of, like, you're free to leave if you don't want to bow to the king. No offense, king.
Yeah. I'm not that king. Different
king. Just don't want to confuse the two. It implies that all of everything in the country belongs to politicians, because you can say, hey, if you don't want to do what I want, you can leave my living room. But I can't say, if you don't want to do what I want, you have to leave your house. So the people who argue that are basically saying that they think Congress owns everything, including their house, and can make any rule they want. And you're free to leave, like, the continent if you don't like it.
Yep.
And the obvious question is, really, how did they acquire ownership of everything between the Atlantic and the Pacific? And if all they had to do was say it's theirs, that's cool, because I hereby declare that North America is mine. Now, pay me $100 a day or get out. Those are your choices. And oddly, statists don't like those choices and will suddenly make a different argument.
And just to sort of correct something that you said, where you said that you have the right to say, like, you know, you can leave my living room. What the government tries to do is say, you don't like something that's going on in my house, you must vacate the entire neighborhood. Not just vacate my living room, vacate the entire neighborhood. You can't go to the neighbor's house because we're going to try to rule you over there, too.
Right, right. And so, and it's funny because the people who argue that are essentially arguing that the house they paid for isn't theirs.
Right.
That Congress can say, oh, you have to give us all your money and do what we want and do a dance and wear this silly purple hat or get out. Right. And for the people to argue that, they're basically arguing themselves into slavery, that somebody else owns this property and every property from here to there.
All those people would put their hands to their hearts and pledge to George Washington, given the opportunity, who is a person who picked up arms and fought the state in the name of having more self-rule.
Right.
Who's then fascinating to see.
Who then turned around and was the state.
Used the force of the military to go after people that were trying to avoid his taxes.
Indeed. There's no doubt that, but at the same
hypocrisy
time, you can see that people that believe that the state has, you know, sovereignty or whatever don't actually believe that, because they don't believe that we should all be subjects of the Queen of England any longer.
Right, right.
Because that's a would be a silly thing to say. What they, you know, they just believe the crap that they were indoctrinated with in school, and it's
yeah. And the thing is, you can't believe in government without having a giant pile of contradictions inside your own head. It's not just that they have philosophy A and I have philosophy B and they don't match. It's they have inside their head concepts that don't match. Like, they will say, if you don't like it, leave. But tomorrow, if Congress said, we're doing 100% tax, they wouldn't say, that's fine with me. They would say, that's horrible. Wait, why is it horrible? You just argued that they own the whole freaking continent. Now suddenly you're not. And it's true of anybody who believes in authority, that what people want authority for is to use a big violent thing to force their preferences on everybody else. When it gets forced against them, then they complain and whine. And the trouble is that makes perpetual war of everybody against everybody, because everyone's racing to see who can get their opinions and values forced on everybody else. And then we all lose except the rulers.
So hold on. I want to talk about the when we're talking about authority, he's used the term government and authority and these sorts of things. And I mean, obviously people bring up things like murder, right? Or, you know, violent crimes against individuals. And some organization or group, you know, group of people is going to handle, in a given geographic area, they're going to handle, you know, people that do violent things against other people.
Right.
And those people are going to do them with legitimacy because that person has likely, aggressed against someone else. So how do you address that when people say, well, what about, because I say humans need government. I just don't believe that government should be a monopoly.
Right, and that's, you know, part of that is the semantic difference between us. You know, the focus on authority is the idea that we can do things that magically give some people extra rights. I don't need extra rights to have the moral justification to stop a murder. Neither does anybody else. And if we organize to exercise things that we each have the right to do but might not have the ability, that's perfectly rational, that's perfectly useful. It's when we imagine that rituals give some people an exemption from morality, and that's what authority is. It's the idea of, well, we have a constitution and an election and these pieces of paper, and those people now are allowed to do things that mere humans aren't allowed to do. That's the danger to humanity.
So you had said, where, you know, let's just take, for instance, your next door neighbor says, oh, you don't like taxes, you should leave. But then tomorrow taxes skyrocket and he gets upset and says, oh, well, they shouldn't be able to do that. It reminds me of the thing where there's one of the ice cream stand. Well, there's only one ice cream stand here at Fork Fest, but they have a flavor called Jackboot Java. And I've been making the joke of, do you prefer the left boot or the right boot? And, you know, a couple people have sort of thought about it. So really, you know, it's where they're having a preference of the left boot or the right boot on their neck, when what we're wanting is no boot at all on our neck.
Right, right. And the idea it's a choice is a joke.
Right, it's the left boot or the right boot is ultimately what it comes down to. Or, me, King Mark the First, intergalactic ruler of all I survey, leave the boots behind. It's Free Talk Live. Larkin Rose, where can people find your work?
LarkinRose.com, and on YouTube I have my own channel.
Spell Larkin.
LarkenRose.
LarkinRose.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents. Beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99. American and European laminate styles for 39 cents. Plus solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more up to 40% off. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.